The two-year state budget process began during the pandemic when schools and businesses were closed, unemployment numbers were at double digits, and terrifying predictions of death tolls were The two-year state budget process began during the pandemic when schools and businesses were closed, unemployment numbers were at double digits, and terrifying predictions of death tolls were circulating. A year later, the state and Ohioans are flush with federal COVID relief money, so the budget picture has changed a lot. Governor Mike DeWine's budget director Kim Murnick said she expects the state to have a surplus of $1.7 billion by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th and a $1.6 billion surplus in June 2022. That's $3 billion more than the deficit the state had predicted. Murnick's had a warning for lawmakers who might want to increase the 2% income tax cut in the House budget and the 5% income tax cut in the Senate version.
It is now even more important to carefully plan a portion of this budget as a one-time surge to address our citizens' most pressing needs today, including the governor's priority economic package and broadband and community infrastructure. Furthermore, given the uncertainties, OBM recommends that a significant portion of the additional revenue that we now forecast in this budget be carried forward in the state's GRF as a buffer during these volatile times.
While all sales tax revenue is up 8.6% year-to-date, Murnick says she's concerned that revenues from cigarette and alcohol taxes also remain well above estimates. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.